I'd like to welcome everyone to this brand new episode of Talent Talks. I am joined alongside Nancy Whitehouse, principal of Whitehouse Advisors. Nancy founded Whitehouse Advisors, a leading talent acquisition consulting firm, in 2005, with a mission to teach companies the strategies and processes to attract outstanding leaders. Nancy, welcome to the show today. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Andrew. Pleasure to be back with you.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. I know we've had a great, couple starts with these podcasts, and this is going to be another great one we have together.
Great. Looking forward to it.
All right, Nancy. So, first question. How early should a company begin to prepare a high performer for a multinational role?
Good question. And it's never too early. I think that when you have professional development programs, part of that program should be focusing on globalization and seeing if people have the mindset for a program of that kind of nature. So there are now, I would say, a number of culture competency assessments that companies can give to high performers who are interested in a global role. Unfortunately, we don't always teach this in the college or even at the graduate level. And so some people don't get the exposure to business on a global level until they're already working for the company. At that time, I think these cultural assessment surveys or tests are very viable because they really point out if somebody is prepared for an international role and what they have done. So I think there are all kinds of things to test for. One is the global mindset. Do they think globally? I think that people also, they have to know that there is a very different digital environment in different countries. Some of them may be up and running as we are, and some of them may not. I think it's a company that's smart creates an environment of continuous learning. So this would all be part of professional development, but you can't start it too soon. And sometimes 2 years before somebody actually makes the move to the host country.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, Nancy. And I like how you said, you know, you talked about how different countries may be, you know, a little further on with their, you know, technological developments. And it's interesting because a lot of businesses now are, you know, just trying to prep their you know, individuals for leadership roles within the company, you know, locally. They're not thinking, oh, who's going to be, you know, able to run things on a global scale. And young executives like myself are not really getting the knowledge to know about what's going on globally.
Exactly.
So I think, yeah, like you said, it's never too soon to really start training them on that global scale.
Yep. Absolutely.
And now, Nancy, given the fact that young professionals have grown up with cell phones and texting as their primary form of communication, what impact might that have on developing relationships outside of the U.S.?
You know, that's a very, I think, underrated concept. I think companies really need to wake up and look at that people are very quick to use, not even so much email anymore, but texting is their primary form of communication. And you can't do that globally. I mean, you certainly have the tools to do it. But outside the U.S., building relationships is done face-to-face. That's really how it impacts the individuals, impacts the organization. So for someone who has not been in an environment to build relationships and doesn't necessarily have the kind of social skills that will fly in another environment, that needs to be part of the training as well. And there are language opportunities that people may want to take advantage of if it's something like a relocation to a country that doesn't have English even as a second language. So I think that has to be considered. Different environments. So you're dealing with government authorities, and you're working with different laws and legal systems, and the impact of regulations and different social values, different mm-hmm. cultures, different currencies. So there are all kinds of things that need to be taught, but the relationship building, I think, has become more and more important, and a lot of companies don't recognize how far back, unfortunately, how far back we are in that skill.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you there. And I feel like right now we're almost, taking it for granted how easy it is to be able to, you know, connect with people right now with the technology. You know, LinkedIn, you're connecting with people so much easier, you know, with Facebook too right now. Technology has allowed the communication to be easy, like, you know, pretty simple. But it's, like you said, it's not giving us the tools needed to continue to develop our communication skills, you know, in person and building interpersonal relationships with you know, some clients too. And that's something
exactly.
that young professionals need to be able to learn, you know, because you're going to throw them out into the field and they're not going to be able to, you know, present themselves professionally.
You're absolutely right. And when you think of the emails that you read and the texting that you read currently, there are spelling errors all over the place. Yep. There are grammatical errors. So writing is enough of a challenge. But if that's an issue, imagine how articulate somebody has to be in order to be able to establish a relationship, build it, and nurture it. Some of these relationships take a year, 2 years, 3 years to actually result in some kind of business opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. That's
you do,
important.
And also you can't depend on the general manager or country manager or hiring manager in the host country
yeah.
to train your people. It has to be something that they come to when they first come over, when they first join. I think that being taught in this country, you have to be taught by experts. So mm-hmm. it isn't just a manager who is interested in the global economy, but rather somebody who has been in an overseas assignment, understands the preparation work that needs to take place, understands the challenges that this individual will face, that the family will face, that the children will face, you know, if those are also issues, how they'll get along in the country, and then repatriation, how do we get them back and assimilate them back into the U.S.?
Yeah. No, definitely.
There has to be a return home strategy. It's very important as part of this training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Now, Nancy, why might otherwise successful employees fail in a role that relocates them to another country?
That's a great question. I think that there are a number of reasons. I think that you need to have a plan. That's the most important thing. You need to be prepared, educated, and really think about all the different aspects of relocating to another country. So preparation for the adjustment to a new country, a new culture, and there's going to be a cultural transition. It's normal, it's expected, but if you can minimize the trauma, so to speak, I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is going into a position where they don't have clear job priorities and criteria and measures of success, if the host country does not have that clearly spelled out, or the executive wasn't prepared on the U.S. side, that's going to be a huge cause of conflict.
Yeah, no, and that's something that you just don't want. You don't want to have to be able to send someone off and have them not be able to adjust to, you know, a certain culture and have everything kind of just fall apart from the seams, because after that, it's going to be a longer process to, you know, kind of restart and get things back on track. So I think it's kind of important just to make sure that, you know, one is fit enough for the position to, you know, possibly be relocated, and, you know, make sure that they're going to succeed in that role.
Right. And I think if there's not enough mentoring or support on both sides for this individual, we just can't throw people into the sea and hope that they're going to swim. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be a strong support network for the individual.
Well, Nancy, that was perfect. Another great conversation with you. And, just wanted to thank you for coming on the show today, and really look forward to releasing this podcast and hopefully, another couple with you in the future.
Great. Look forward to it. Always a pleasure to work with you.
Yes, always a pleasure to work with you as well.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Nancy. Alongside Nancy Whitehouse from Whitehouse Advisors, I'm Andrew Mitchell, and this is Talent Talks.